Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show, where the Packers are getting ready for the Battle of the Bays. And, Mike, before we look ahead, if we could, let's look back. And I was wondering, could the Steeler game serve as somewhat of a turning point for your football team in the sense that this is how we can and need to play the rest of the way?
I would say so. I mean, it needs to. I mean, obviously, we're all fully aware where we are in our season. We're at 5 wins and clearly understand the mathematics of what it takes to advance. But we have to win our next game, and that's our focus. And if you ever wanted a picture of a playoff style or caliber football, we definitely come out of that experience with a clear view of that and understanding. So, and it's also a reminder that we need to do the little things. You know, we weren't clean in a couple areas, but and that's what happens. It's your one play away. So it was a tough loss, tough one to swallow. I thought our guys did an incredible job throughout the week, the preparation and really their focus going into the game, the start of the game. I just really excited and proud of the way the team went there, because there wasn't a doubt in our mind that we were going to win that game. And, you know, they made some incredible plays down the stretch.
Offensively speaking, Mike, for you guys, 24 runs, 26 passes. Do you think that kind of balance helped Brett Hundley?
Oh, definitely. It helps any quarterback. I mean, a good run game is the best thing you can give any quarterback, regardless of where they are, you know, in their career. So, but the key to that is if we can stay to that 24, 25, 28 number of rushes and hopefully get up to the 35 mark as far as throwing the football, because at the end of the day, Larry, it's creating opportunities for your playmakers. So we got to continue to find, another 30 opportunities or 25 opportunities for our playmakers, you know, and that's getting the ball out on the perimeter and letting these guys get to work and break tackles and just, you know, play Green Bay Packer football.
One more question about Brett Hundley, 245 yards, 3 touchdowns, 134 plus on the quarterback rating. And earlier this week, you said he made better decisions. Can you explain to us laymen what exactly you're talking about there?
Well, I mean, every play design, there's decision-making responsibility, and no one has a higher volume of responsibility than a quarterback, you know, as far as managing the cadence, setting formation, you know, all the communication. But, you know, once the ball snapped, there's decisions that need to be made, and the discipline of that has to be, you know, at its highest, particularly, you know, when you play a defense at the caliber of Pittsburgh. So, and it's really every week. I thought he was very distinctive in what he saw and how he reacted to it, and definitely took a step in that area.
Mike, of course, the highlight of your defensive performance against Pittsburgh were 3 turnovers. Yeah. And the thing I really liked about that, all of them were in fact like forced turnovers.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't one of those things where the quarterback, what was he throwing? I mean, you guys forced those plays, and that's encouraging.
Definitely. I mean, our guys were scrapping, emphasis on making plays on the ball. The interception, Demaryius Randle, big play, getting the ball out there, Mike Daniels. So, and that's what we need to continue to do. So we've always been a double-digit plus turnover ratio team. It's important for us to climb that way as we continue down this back stretch here. So. Yeah, I really like the way our run defense, taking the ball away, were two highlights of our defense.
Mike, something you did mention in a negative sense on Monday was the missed tackles. Now, during the season, and especially now when you can barely put on a shoulder pad during the week, how do you go about improving that?
Well, to me, tackling comes down to, you know, the approach, the strike, and the wrap and the finish. So, everything we do, there's a starting point, and it's footwork. So, and that's in the approach of tackling. There's different approach patterns based on if you're playing zone or man and things like that. So we've just got to continue to work on our approach and strike what we can as far as, you know, being smart there. But the approach and the wrap and the finish are things you can work on.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, Blake Martinez, the Packers tackling machines. We'll be right back.
Screens it out right side of the ball, tipped up in the air, and it's intercepted by Blake Martinez.
I just need to be myself. I just need to be Blake Martinez. And once I got that down, I stopped overthinking things and just playing football.
The Mike McCarthy Show is sponsored by Bell & Health, Johnsonville, Ticketmaster, and Mills Fleet Farm.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Joining us now, Packers linebacker Blake Martinez. Blake, welcome to the program. Lots of good things in the Steeler game, Blake. What do you take away from that thing?
Yeah, I think it was a moment after the game. I was talking to Randall Cobb, and we were just discussing back and forth. We were like, hey, we showed a lot of moments of how great we can be. And I think throughout these past weeks, we had moments where we had little spurts of that. And I think this last game, we were more consistent. I think we're growing as a team, and it's really promising.
Blake, you had a rather active night. 15 tackles, an interception, a fumble recovery, a tackle for a loss. Have you recovered yet? That sounds very exhausting.
I'm a little sore. Just throughout the game, I think I just focused on doing my job. And as I kept going throughout the game, hey, if a play came to me, I'm going to go make it. And then the interception play, I was really happy about that one because me and my inside linebacker coach, Scott McCurley, we always talk about reading the screenplay. And right as I was dropping back in my coverage, I saw all the linemen shoot out. I yelled out screen, darted forward, and then obviously Ahmad Brooks made an amazing tip, and I finished it off with a pick.
You have had a season where you have been a tackling machine. You have virtually twice as many as any of your teammates. You're in the top five in the National Football League. What's going on with that?
I think last year when I got hurt, I kind of had a self-reflection of what am I missing? I wasn't playing up to my standard that I knew I was capable of. And kind of going throughout this offseason, I told myself I just need to be myself. I need to stop trying to be, I don't know, Luke Kuechly, Ray Lewis, try to be one of those guys. I just need to be Blake Martinez. And once I got that down, I stopped overthinking things and just playing football.
The other thing I've noticed about your game, Blake, is you make a lot of plays because you never give up on a play. Would you call that part of your mindset, your approach?
No, yeah, and I think that's kind of just been instilled in me throughout my, not even football, my life. It's just no matter what kind of circumstance comes in front of me, I'm not going to give up on something. I'm going to always put my full effort into it because it's not just me out there. I got 10 other guys looking at me to make plays. And if I can go do that, it's going to make us that much better.
Blake, you just got done playing against Le'Veon Bell, the league's leading rusher. And you've played against a whole bunch of really good running backs. Is there anybody you think, hey, now, that guy, out of all these real special guys, that guy might be most special?
I think Le'Veon Bell is that guy. I think Ezekiel Elliott was kind of my guy that I was always really high on because he was able to do things that not many players at any position can do. And watching Le'Veon Bell and playing against him was a crazy thing, and he's just an amazing player.
Blake, something you guys have done collectively as a defense is improved dramatically overall against the run. Like after the Saints game, you guys were like 27th. And then prior to the Steeler game, you had moved that up to 11th. What's been the key factors in that improvement?
Yeah, I think that's just us working collectively as a unit. I think before a lot of moments, we would try to overstep our boundaries and try to make a play instead of just doing our job. And we all just talked as a defense, hey, if you have a gap, stay in your gap. We're going to get our job done in the other gaps, and we're going to get them down every single play. And you're starting to see that consistently going on through these last couple of weeks.
Got a for instance for you, Blake. If you went, say, during the offseason, you went back to Stanford during spring football or something, and some of the younger fellows, hey, there's Blake Martinez from the Green Bay Packers. And one of them asked you, what's the key to being a real deal NFL football player? What would you tell that young fella?
I think at the end of the day, it just comes down to the work ethic. This league, a lot of people look at it and you're thinking NFL, all these great players, all these great things, and And I thought that when I grew up and I step in this league. And at that point, it's what are you going to do now? All right, am I going to be willing to go do extra ball drills, extra bag hitting, extra tackling, extra this and that to make sure when I step on the field against Le'Veon Bell, against Ezekiel Elliott, against Antonio Brown, am I going to be able to make those plays, make those tackles, cover those guys? And at that point, if you're willing to put those work ethic in, it's going to pay off as you go on in this league.
Blake, thanks for being with us. Continued success. And we'll be back with more of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a moment.
Rushes on. Hundley screens it out left side. Williams picks up blocking.
Read the base now.
He's to the 50, 45, 40. Into the clear. He's going to go to the house. To the 10, to the 5. Touchdown. 54-yard gallop. Jamal Williams.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Time to talk some X's and O's with the head coach and Mike. Late first quarter, you got a 3rd and 9 on your own 46, and you dial up a beauty.
Definitely. I mean, I think it's important when you get into these plays, particularly situational offense. For instance, like Luke Getsy is our 3rd down coach. So this is really our first 3rd and 8 to 10 situation. Couldn't wait to call the play. So this is just really a screen, and as you can see, you know, we run a lot of all-go special, which is 3 vertical. Okay, so you know it's going to look like it. One of our passes, then we're going to run Lance on a shell across. So clearly has a drop back pass look to it, okay? So with that, you know, Lance is going to come on the shell across here. So we're going to read him number one, and then the screen is number two. But, you know, going into the game, the coaching points, particularly right here, number 50. So we'll use your circles there, Larry. He's the key because he's going to kind of hug rush. You know, give a blitz presentation. Corey Linsley recognized that this is excellent pre-snap on his part. Corey does a great job setting this up. He makes it look like, you know, makes it look like he's setting in pass protection, and you can see how it unfolds. You can see the 3 vertical here. Jordy gets pushed a little bit to it, you know, too far inside there, but excellent. He resets the stem. Lance comes underneath, and we kind of get a natural rub, as we like to say, because you're not allowed to pick. You know, that'd be illegal. So we got a natural rub here.
We're calling it a rub.
Hey, he rubbed him good, too. Got him on the ground. So rubbed him good, but you can see the timing. You see Brett Hundley. His eyes are to Lance there, and then boom, excellent timing. All right, just, you know, it's a 2-count screen, and then there's Corey. He's got leverage. You know, he's got leverage now. Excellent set. He makes the key block here, and then Lane comes out. He's got the alley player, boom, kicks it out, and Jordy and Randall are still trying to figure out who to block. It doesn't matter anyways because it's such – and Jamal does a great job. We talk about running the sidewalk, you know, running the numbers. It's a sidewalk, you know, landmarks for training and so forth. So just a very well-executed play, you know. Great job by Luke Getsy in the game planning aspect of it. There's a lot of recognition that goes on here, particularly starting with Corey.
Yeah, and speaking of that – Ryan Shazier, he is a key element to their defense, leading tackler. Absolutely. You got to get a hat on him or he's going to make the play, and Corey certainly got a hat on him.
Definitely. He's all over the field. I mean, he runs – I mean, he's got tremendous speed, quickness, veteran player. You know, you can see how he's trying to set it. But like I said, Corey makes it look like he makes it look like pass protection because, you know, you got a TE game over here. So you can see, you know, we're switching that off. Dave Bakhtiari does a great job. He invites the high rush. Creates a nice throwing lane. You can see Lane does a great job of snatch and release. Jamal's right where he needs to be. He's up underneath. Corey makes the key block. Now it's out to the races. So you can see how we talk about running the sidewalk. That's the landmark that we're talking about right there. You want to run the sidewalk, run those numbers, and it's a job well done. You can see, once again, here comes Randall, and Jordy kicks it out, and that's exactly how you draw it up.
Sure is. And Mike, the screen pass has been around forever because it's been working forever. Has coaching the screen pass, has that changed over the years at all? Or is the play still basically the same and it's just a heck of a play and it's usually going to work if executed properly?
I think chalkboard schematically it's the same, but you know, it's the mannerisms of the opponent. It goes into matchups, particularly the rushes, maybe the ends, how the inside guys are rushing. You know, do they have a spy? Are they trying to read the screen? You can see Ryan obviously there. He's setting, making it look like pressure, but he has Jamal Williams man-to-man there. So that's why the key block is Corey Linsley, because he recognizes it. Because if Corey doesn't recognize and get leverage, you know, we don't get the screen off.
Thank you, Mike. And we'll have more of the Mike McCarthy Show on the other side of the break.
The Mike McCarthy Show is sponsored by UW Health, Menards, Johnsonville, and Mills Fleet Farm.
Welcome back, Mike. Demaryius Randall. Now, there's a point in the season, things look pretty iffy for him. He had an issue, but he worked through it. And, man, he's been making some plays and playing some terrific football for you.
Clearly, he's playing the best football of his career. And I think I've said this probably three times on the show, that the last game was probably his best game as a Packer. And we have a grading system. You know, you can have three grades as a player come out of a performance. And there's a needs more grade, there's a standard grade, and then there's an alpha plus. So he was an alpha plus performance, and you don't see that very often. So that speaks volume. I'm very proud of that young man. Yeah, he had a couple bumps in the road there, but, you know, hey, it's part of the journey, both on and off the field. And he's responded, and he's doing a heck of a job.
Mike, over the past three games, Jordy Nelson, 8 catches for 61 yards. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about Jordy Nelson. That's mm-hmm. not a lot of activity. As a coaching staff, do you guys sometimes look at that and say, we got to get him involved? How does that work?
Well, it's like anything. I mean, our job is to create opportunities. So, our attempts in the passing game are down. I mean, they're clearly down, you know, at least probably about a dozen a game than the norm. So, I mean, that says a lot. You know, that says a lot about just kind of where the games have gone and kind of where we are. So we obviously run the ball more. So that's really the origin of it. I mean, it's no reflection at all of Jordy and how he's playing. Actually, Jordy's doing a lot of the little stuff, a lot of the dirty work, particularly in the run game. And I think that tells you the kind of person that he is, the kind of player that he is. He's always been team first, and he actually played very well against Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, the last word from the coach. Stay with us.
Visit the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay. Offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
Welcome back. Time for the last word from the coach. And Mike, we've barely talked about him. What do you think of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Well, I've been talking about him all day. It's game plan day today. So, heck of a football team, very talented. I'll talk about their defense, you know, first. Gerald McCoy is probably the best interior lineman in the league. Playing at a very, very high level. He's the heartbeat of that football team. So, you know, he will definitely get a lot of focus from us offensively. So it's important for us to really build off of what we've done the last couple weeks. I'm talking more Chicago and Pittsburgh. So we're focused on improving, you know, just on what we need to do. But Mike Smith does a great job there. And, you know, Dirk Cutter runs the offensive side of it. We're kind of getting ready for both quarterbacks. We're not really sure how that's going to shake out. But you see some special players in their perimeter. Big challenge here. And special teams, we're focused on our special teams, particularly from a self-scout standpoint. It's winter football, and ball's going to be in the air a little longer, and it's time for us to make some plays.
Thank you, Mike. Good luck against the Buccaneers, and thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.